Let's travel back to a day that will always be a part of our national memory. May 10th, 1869. It was a dream come true, a railroad connecting the East and West coasts. The horns and bells of the Jupiter and number 119 locomotives bellowed as they chugged along the rickety tracks and came face to face at Promontory Summit. The crowd waited in anticipation for the last spike to be driven into the railroad tie, symbolizing completion of the first transcontinental railroad. Cheers filled the air as the mall hit the golden spike.
It was so amazing to be here and actually hear the words that were spoken and see the locomotive. Certainly, I feel very proud.
Well, if anything, I think I just feel overwhelmed by the kind of the magnitude of the achievement.
It makes me happy.
It makes me extremely proud of our country.
Those feelings you just heard are from those visiting Golden Spike National Historic Site today. As we visit sites of national memory, how do we feel? How do we perceive that piece of our history? That's what Jennifer Ladino, a former park ranger and current English professor at the University of Idaho, set out to explore.
So I took a job working for Grand Teton National Park and ended up as a seasonal ranger for 13 years there. During that time, I became really fascinated with the tourist experience. And so I was interested in how people felt things. So this project is really about how people feel when they visit sites of memory. And so I want to understand what happens emotionally in visitors and how the natural environment and the built structures and even objects on site have an emotional impact on people that's sometimes really hard to put into words.
Ladino is investigating 8 different National Park Service managed sites across the American West, including Golden Spike and Manzanar National Historic Sites. She is currently writing a book about her experiences.
So the title of my book is Memorials Matter, and there are 2 meanings to that. One is about the sort of significance or the importance of national memorials. They matter in ways that are politically and socially really important. And then the second sort of connotation is the physical matter of the sites, the environments, the structures, even the objects that influence the process of remembering.
Ladino experienced one of her most poignant emotional experiences at Manzanar National Historic Site, located in the shadow of the Sierra Nevada. Manzanar was one of 10 internment camps that the American government put in place during World War II.
Standing at the former baseball field location, there's a National Park Service display titled Play Ball and a historic photo of some of the incarcerated Japanese Americans playing baseball, which of course is our national, you know, one of our national pastimes, very tied to national identity. So if you're standing there on the ball fields today and you look up, you see a reconstructed guard tower sort of towering over you, looming over you, very close by. And the connotations of that, of course, are all about sort of violence and guns. And so that contrast between that and the baseball field is really powerful.
Ladino mentions that the way we experience these sites is very personal and often shaped by the physical environment. They might instill a sense of pride or patriotism, as in the case of Golden Spike, or a sense of shame, as in the case of Manzanar.
How we remember history, how we remember conflicts in particular, matters for our contemporary politics. It matters for our political elections. It matters for how we vote. It matters for how we see ourselves as Americans going forward.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.